a floor supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Hi. Am I speaking to LaQuanda?
No, ma'am. My name is Crystal. I'm a supervisor.
Hi, Crystal. I'm sorry to bother you. I had called on the 4th of December because a charge for $67.32 had shown up on my account on the 1st of December. I didn't order anything. I think there was a misunderstanding. I spoke to LaQuanda, and we went over it, and she said that I was going to get a full refund. This was not expected. I have not received anything. I don't know exactly what this charge came from. We talked about it, and she said I'd get a full refund. This was on the 4th of December when I spoke to her. My card was overdrawn. I'm having all kinds of problems with the bank and with my husband, and she said it was going to be refunded, and I haven't gotten anything.
Okay, so let's start here. Could you verify your first and last name to make sure I have the correct account, please?
Okay, Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, Espinosa, E-S-P-I-N-O-S-A.
Thank you. And it's a good address, 3013 Brian Allen Drive, El Paso, Texas.
79936, yes, ma'am.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Okay, you'll take me. Here we go. Let's see exactly. I do see it looks like someone entered that sweepstakes. I'm sorry, I have to go over it. The sweepstakes form to possibly win some cookware for $5.74. Let me catch myself up on the notes. I do see it says there's a lot of stuff going on in this account that don't make sense to me. So let's start from the very beginning. I think I know what's going on. Okay, so this was a fraud call. You didn't know where it came from, but someone went on your account and paid $5.74 to possibly win some cookware to be put in a drawing, a sweepstakes. When that happened, I do see the cookware entry was a free welcoming gift for the consumer shopping membership for $67.32. That would have been a monthly charge. I do see they got the account canceled. Let's see. They transferred you over to a supervisor, and the supervisor notes make no sense. I'm going to be honest with you. This is what it says. The customer called in on 12/4 due to the charge, asked for the supervisor three times, transferred. So then I see you spoke with LaQuanda. It was a supervisor call. That you wanted a full refund. And it says this, which I do not see this has happened. Was already offered partial, will issue a full refund. It does not show me that this refund was ever given with any kind of confirmation. So you called back on the 7th.
And still nothing.
And then today... So let me go, because I don't see, I'm going to be honest, it does not look like this refund was ever issued whatsoever.
I don't think so, because I'm still waiting for it, and I've had so many problems. I've had to close this account. It's just been a nightmare.
Yes, ma'am.
A very happy husband.
Oh, goodness. I hate that. Yes, I'm sorry. But for some reason, I do not know why she did not issue that refund, because it just went through perfectly for me in the amount of $67.32. So it was never refunded because I had no confirmation. So I did it now, and it wouldn't let me refund it twice, I promise. So I refunded it now. It will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. I know you probably needed it sooner. I'm sorry. I'm not
but
sure what
happened.
But said
I have a verification from you. Is there a confirmation number or something?
Yes, ma'am. And you're also, let me look at the email address.
S-Y-L,
your last name, at gmail.com?
It's S-Y-L, yes, Espinosa at Gmail, yes.
Okay, you're going to receive an email. It's going to be a computer-generated email. But you should be receiving it, I'd say, the next 15 or 20 minutes. It might go into the junk or spam folder. But it will have confirmation of the refund of $67.32 for you. Which today is Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you don't have it back by Wednesday afternoon, call us back, ask for a supervisor. You can ask for me if I'm here, if you want, whatever you would like. That means something went totally wrong because it did go through on my end today. And I'm sorry that happened. Can I give you a confirmation number also, if you don't mind?
Yes, please.
Yes, Ann. C as in cat, 2-6-2-8-4-4-6-5-7.
Okay, C, 2-6-2-8-4-4-6-5-7. I'm sorry, what did you say your name was?
Oh, Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
Thank you, Crystal. You have made my day.
Well, I'm so sorry that happened. I don't know what went wrong or how or why, but we've got it taken care of now. And I thank you so much for calling back.
Thank you so much for your help. Have
You're
a
so
good
welcome,
day.
Ma'am. You have a great day. Thanks for calling customer service, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thanks for helping me. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're so welcome. Bye-bye.